Welcome to Deep Health Fridays, all of your biggest health questions answered in under 10 minutes. This week's question, how can I boost my natural immunity? Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. And today we are talking about a topic that Kai and I are very passionate about, especially during this time, which is how you can boost your natural immunity. Now, this is a topic that I don't believe is being discussed enough, and you certainly aren't going to hear the things we're about to speak about on mainstream media, on the news. So I really hope that you enjoy this podcast and you come away feeling empowered because, you know, and I just want to say this before we get stuck into today's episode that, you know, this virus and other viruses, you know, they're not going to go away. We've lived with multiple different viruses and different strains of bacteria our entire lives, right? So we are constantly coming into contact with different viruses, all different types of things, right? And it's our immune system that is going to give us the best chance of fighting these things off and getting back to health and well-being as soon as possible, right? So we're all about how can we close that gap from, you know, picking up a virus and then recovering. We want that gap to be as small as possible. We want the recovery to be as quick as possible. And ideally, we want it to be like walking around and not even realizing that we're coming into contact with viruses. So that's what this episode is all about. So the first thing that you can do that is so, so key is get enough sleep. Sleep and immune health are so closely linked together. And it's just so crucial. Like, people don't, I think, realize the importance of sleep. And a lot of people sacrifice their sleep. And I used to, when I was, you know, starting my businesses and working in sales, you know, I'd often only get, you know, 6 hours or less sleep a night. So really, really important to have a really good sleep routine. So if you're somebody that struggles to get to sleep or stay asleep, you know, there are some things that you can do. Make sure you're not getting exposure to blue light at least an hour before you go to bed.
So that's screens, mobile phones, television.
Correct. Anything with screen, right? Because that blue light is telling you that it's daytime. So we want to release natural melatonin, which is what happens when it starts to get dark. We start to release these hormones, which basically tell our bodies in our brain it's time to slow down, it's time to sleep. So that's what we want to encourage. But when we're constantly in front of a screen at night, our melatonin levels aren't being released, which is going to make it harder for us to fall asleep naturally. So, you know, make sure you're not getting too much screen time. Make sure you're not going to bed on a full stomach. It's really hard to drift off to sleep if our bodies are in the process of digestion. Limit your alcohol intake as well, because that can really impact our sleep. You know, I know a few of us are probably drinking a few too many glasses of wine right now. But, you know, just really do your best to set yourself up for success. Have a bit of a bedtime routine. You know, even try a little sleep meditation, but aim for at least 7 hours sleep a night, ideally 8 to 9 for adults. That is the optimal amount of sleep that you need. So sleep more. That's number one.
And I think with when it comes to sleep as well, it's going to bed, if you can, at the same time every single night and waking up at the same time every single day, whether that's a Saturday and a Sunday even.
Yeah.
You know, yes, okay, sometimes there might be events going on and we do have those days that happens. But if you can, just create that beautiful habit and routine around that. So sleep is so an absolute huge one. The next one, look, for our immune system. And sometimes we might even sound like a bit of a broken record, but it is exercise.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously different types of exercise that we want to be doing, but ultimately, if we strip it right back, and what does moving our bodies do? Well, it helps to essentially pump more blood. Try that way, Kyle. Around the bodies, essentially just increasing that flow through our bodies, and it helps us to really kind of get rid of, you know, unwanted toxins, things and toxins throughout our bodies. You know, you hear the phrase, let's sweat it out. Well, that's, you know, that kind of is true. You know, you're sweating out toxins from your body. You know, you might be breathing out, you're in cardio fitness, if you're going for a run or a swim, or you get something that gets your heart rate up, you know, you're breathing a lot more and you're breathing it all out. So it really does help to boost our immune systems, and man, does exercise make us feel good as well. So that's, if we can kind of prioritize those two things, obviously, and they're interlinked, movement and exercise and sleep, because if we move our bodies throughout the day, then our bodies are going to want to rest, want to fall asleep. So they really are two things that are really interlinked.
Yeah. Carl and I are definitely out like a light bulb at the moment, because, you know, we have upped our training. Well, obviously you've been training for half Ironman, but yeah, Carl and I literally are like a light bulb, because we have a very good sleep routine and we do exercise every single day. The third one that I want to speak to is manage your stress. When you are under long-term chronic stress, you actually shut down your immune system, because your body is getting prepared to fight or flee, right? It's not thinking, oh, I need to be prepared for viruses, so I need to be working on boosting my immune system. It is literally putting all its energy into your legs. You know, you get those butterflies in your stomach. So it's so, so key to have a stress reduction practice. So for me, these are things like exercise, but also meditation, you know, taking time out in nature, taking a few nice deep breaths to slow down my mind and just, you know, get out of the busyness of our day. But you must like do your best. I know it's hard, especially during this time, but to manage your stress levels, reduce them, calm the mind, so crucial for the immune system.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to do though, right?
It's those
practices that we can put into place. Yeah. And it's easy when things are going well.
Yes, correct.
And you know, these practices, and we do them and they're going well, but it's when challenges do come up and those extra stresses do come up, it's how can we deal with that? And by having these, you know, practices in place, they're absolutely huge. Yeah. Now the next one for our immune system to help really boost our natural immunity is our second brain. And our second brain is in our gut. We have trillions upon trillions upon trillions of good bacteria, bad bacteria in our guts. And a healthy gut has been linked to a healthy immune system. So think about your gut. What are you consuming? What are you eating every single day? Now, when it comes to our gut health, we want to be really prioritizing things like obviously fiber. And where do we get fiber from? We get them from our fruits, our vegetables, our grains, obviously, and things like our oats, lentils, beans and legumes. So those things are high in fiber and they really help to feed our healthy gut bacteria. Now, it's all about playing around with your own personal journey, because some foods may not, you know, may or may not react well in your gut. The best way to do that is, do you feel bloated after a meal? And if you're feeling bloated after a meal, if you're feeling foggy headed, whatever it might be, that might be a sign that you're eating something that might not be agreeing with your gut. So it's having a bit of a play around with it. But ultimately, if you can really prioritize, again, fruit and veg, and it's kind of an obvious thing, but we really do need to be getting more and more of that into our bodies.
Absolutely. We are what we eat. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I want my cells to be made up of, you know, really rich, nutrient dense foods. So that's a really key one. And also hydration. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're staying hydrated, because that's how you're going to, again, flush out those toxins. And finally, with supplementation, I'm just going to list off some things, and please go and do some research on these. Vitamin C, taking around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day, dramatically has been proven to reduce the symptoms of colds. Vitamin D, if you're not getting enough sunlight, make sure you supplement with it. It's so, so powerful, especially against COVID-19. Zinc, huge one. Echinacea and garlic. And they are just some natural supplements that anyone can get hold of, and make sure you take them as part of a healthy diet. So that's today's episode. Feel empowered. Look after your health and your immune system.
Boost
and
it.
We will speak to you again soon.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.